So you have in the Old Testament here the story of the mother with seven sons. There's no mention of the father, but imagine being a mother and having seven sons and having them all killed right before your eyes. And if you read the story, they had every limb cut off, cut the hands and the feet, and then stabbed and stretched. And she had to witness all this, seven of her sons massacred before her eyes. Imagine how strong a woman she was. This is in the Old Testament, before the coming of Christ, and they all believed in the resurrection of the dead. Although before Jesus came, nobody went to heaven, we know that, but they still had this incredibly strong faith that they would not disobey the laws of God and die in this horrible way for that strong faith. And there's been many, many people who have had that kind of strong faith, even today, even in these days. They say there's more martyrs in the Christian faith in the last, you know, during the 1900s than any time in the history of the church. So there's a lot of brave men and women in the church who believe in the resurrection. So if you don't believe in the resurrection, you can never endure this kind of cruelty. And yet, so, you know, they believe they'd receive it all back and inherit eternal life. And that's what that's the strength of our faith. So you have these woman with the seven sons and this parable of that the Sadducees bring before Jesus, the woman who had seven husbands. Makes you wonder, you know, if you had to get married in the Old Testament, you had to kind of look at the family you're going to marry into, especially if you're a woman, you know, if your husband dies, you got which brother you're going to have to take for your. So it made you think of the family you're going to marry into. But the resurrection is the foundation, really the foundation that we will rise, that we are alive in God. God is the God of the living and not of the dead, for to him all are alive. God is life itself, God is beauty itself, God is perfection itself, God is existence himself. All these things, God is these things. So it's when we are united to him that we are more fully alive. What is life? What life is? Being able to move around, to have freedom, to have joy, to have light, to, you know, to be full of vibrancy. That's life. And imagine if you have that to the fullest possible extent. God has that in infinity. Imagine that kind of life. And we are all called to be united to God in heaven, but also here on earth, to be alive. And so what's to be alive? You know, Jesus said, if you don't eat my body and drink my blood, you don't have any life in you. So there's one touchstone of life, touching the Eucharist, receiving the Eucharist. And imagine if we receive it a lot, more and more, how much more life we will have, freedom, vibrancy, joy, grace, the power of God in us, the more we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, and how more kind of, you know, we don't receive Jesus, or we're not united to God very closely. The more we're united to God, the more fully alive we are and joyful and happy. And think of the diminishment of that, which is caused through sin, caused through, you know, because when we pray, we are united to God, and the more deeper and longer and more often we pray, the more united we are to God, the more alive we are, and the more full of God we are, and all that brings to us. So the less we pray, the more we diminish life in us, the more we diminish, we become further and further away from life, and the more we kind of die and wither away, the less we pray, the less we receive the Eucharist, the less we receive the sacraments. Confession can restore our life or make our life more vibrant too. The more we go to confession and we encounter Jesus and united to him in the sacrament. So, you know, the more alive we are, that's what God wants us, to live the abundant life, live life to the fullest. And the only way to do that is the closer we are to God, the more and more united we are to God in prayer and in the sacraments and observing the laws of God, pleasing God, doing His will, doing what we know pleases Him. This is what we're called to do, that God, that ultimately we will be united to God in a profound and deep and penetrating and dense way in heaven. And we are trying to realize that here on earth. But remember too, the things that are going to take us away from that, little by little by little by little, the more TV we watch, the more Hollywood, the more worldliness, the more food we eat maybe, the more flesh we give into, the more selfishness we give into, the more and more we go down into the mud, into the earth, into the flesh, the further and further away we get away from God, and we live in the mud, like the pigs living in the mud and really a living kind of death. We die more and more the further away we get away from God and prayer and a holy life and the life of really a life of the Spirit. You know, we want the more close we are to the Spirit, the more we are alive. So we want to live a spiritual life, a supernatural life, and always kind of using the world and the physical things, and always to lift us up to God, which is life. Lift us up to God in life. So use these things to bring us to God. So we're reminded of these things, you know, this is, if we die that way, we die with this kind of fullness of life, we will definitely have eternal life. And of course, that's what we're living for, our total goal. But it's a day-to-day thing. We become more alive or we become more dead, more living death, or the more growing and growing in the life of God. So keep striving for that. And Our Lady is that bond to God. We unite ourselves to her, praying to her, and she will keep us close to God and further, more and more full of life.